Okay, so Bezushev, today we're going to do packet bays. Tomorrow, because of the Siyam HaShas, we won't have this year. And we'll resume Bezushev on Thursday. I gave in the 12th packet. So that's what it'll probably be, 12 packets. And you can make maybe 12 more, you know. but I try to pick the interesting topics. And then I end off the last page of the last packet, end off on a, so I'll keep that secret till, one interesting zog. It's a topic that everyone knows about Tachanun, but no one really, how much time do people spend going through Hilchas Tachanun Be'in? It's not usually when people ask Shilas about it, like by Bris Mila, you did it in the first minyan, what about the second minyan, what about the third minyan, and all these things with the chas and this and that, well, interesting.
The chasm is only after tzeis, and what do you want to skip talking about by chakras, the previous chakras?
Right. Yeah, I can tell you stories about that also. Yeah. Okay, so...
I had a shalom once.
Yeah.
There was a wedding on Sunday, and Monday morning, the kallah showed up, not the chasm.
Oh, you should know this. You should know, I was meaning to put that in the packet, and I didn't... Maybe I'll make a supplement even. Yeah. That's a good. The post can discuss that, Shaila. Yeah, maybe I should make a supplement. You should know.
The kavay at the mean, I passed him, but I was right or wrong. She's on the other side of the machitza, therefore we can ignore her and we said
tachlum. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You said
yeah, she was on the other side of the machitza.
Wait, so why don't you bring her over to use it?
That would raise on
that would be another. The other question is how high was the mechitza? Okay, but you should know. Before I was going to sleep last night, I said to myself, I have to remember all the topics I wanted. Because usually the last packet is every topic that I forgot to talk about. That's usually in the last packet. Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is the kala, and I didn't put it in. And I handed it in, so Lee Nedder, I have to make a...
Did you go putting your head down when there's no Sefer Torah?
Yeah, but the Sefer Torah, that we have plenty of packets about that. Yeah, that's...
Yerushalayim
we have also, yeah, but the Kala thing, because usually it doesn't come up so much when you have the Kala and Shul, not the Chosin.
More
coming up. It could come up. Okay. Nefilas Apayim. So the continuation of the Inyan of Hefsek, Ben Shmon Ezrei, Nefilas Apayim.
Women coming to Minyanim because they're there for the Daf Yomi.
What?
Women coming to Minyanim in the morning because they're there for the Daf
Yomi. Okay. Is that why there's the women section? Okay. So we learned yesterday, Ein Ladaber, the Mechaber Mitfilin and Nefilas Apayim. And we saw that in the Ritva, based on the Gemara above Metzia, and the Ra'ah, and the Rashba, the Tzror HaChaim. That's in the Taz, he says, Rashba, Kosef King. So that's the Chidushe Har. See, look in the Hagos Ha'oros. It says, Keinu B'Chidushe HaRitva, that we saw. Right, Mishem Rabo, that's the Rashba. V'kach kosev b'tzor ha'chayim. Ha'muvah b'ber ha'gola. So that's the tzor ha'chayim that we saw. I told you, I never opened the tzor ha'chayim before in my life. I never knew of the Sefer tzor ha'chayim before in my life. But he apparently is a Talmud of the Rashba, and he says that we'll be having him more, Bez Hashem, in the packet. Okay, so he says, and then he continues the Taz in the second line. He tala daska shlo yazoz mi men sha achas elo sam afsekhas mi khavet mi kavanas tfilos ul hafsi bishvar dvar Surely my hand no fell upon of lawyer tfiloso kachon nishbas. Alb the ain of bedin lahafsik. Okay, that's the Alkan Loshon Beis Yosef. So if you look at the Pri Megadim on page 2, the Mishpat Zohar. See, one of the main things that the new Friedman Shulchan Aruch, I mean, this is even before the Friedman, I don't think this was Friedman, but the new Shulchan Aruch did was they took the Pri Megadim and they made it larger. Because I don't know how anyone learned, I mean, they say Rav Moshe Feinstein was a bucky in every Pri Megadim. That's a big thing. Because the Pri Megadims in the old Shulchan Aruch were very terse. I mean, it's thin, it's just terse, but you know, it was very hard to read, very very small lettering, and very. So now they put it in big.
In those humid days without air conditioning and MTJ.
Moshe was reading Pri Megadims, yeah. So it says, Ayin Taz, Hevi Talmidei Rashba, right? Then he says, Mashu in love dafka merfila sapai, merfil yochad beveso ila hafsik, peit fila letchina. Whereas it's not only a din in the filas apayim. Whereas in the filas apayim, you're going to do a shul where there's a sefer Torah. Say you're davening at home, and there's no sefer Torah, so you're not going to do the filas apayim necessarily. So maybe there you could be able to be mafsik, because they're saying the lashon of ein ledaber be tefila the filas apayim. So he says, no, don't think that it's totally in the filas apayim. It's totally on the tchina of Racham Chanun, right? So even if you're not doing the filas apayim, you still can't be mafsik. Afilu yachad beveso ein lahafsik bein tefilu tchina. Hey, Kasa Beis Yosef Loshon she ein ledaber, and that's Loshon Beis Yosef ein ledaber bein tefilu tchina. So that's, you see, Pri Megadim is medayik. It doesn't say bein tefilu lenefilas apayim. That's how it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, he says that it says Eiladaber Mitfila Latchina. So that means that when it says in the Fila Sapayim, don't be medayik. That if you want to be Nofel Alponim, you can't be Mafsik. But if you just want to say Racham Vachanun, you can be Mafsik. No, it's a din even in the Racham Vachanun that you shouldn't be Mafsik. Hey, Kosev Beis Yosef Losh Shein Ladaber Mitfila Latchina. Mustaber Vaday Dvar Rishus Aser. So Dvar Rishus is Aser. Amen Yeheshme Rabba, or Amen Shal Brachos Ona. So he says that you could say Yeheshme Rabba, and you could answer Amen on Brachos, but only Dvar Rishus, which to me is a chiddush, because based on the Magen Avraham from yesterday, it just says Sicha Ba'Alma's Mutter. To me, that means even Dvar Rishus. So the example I gave: open the window, shut the window. So here he's this is in the Mishpat Zov, so he's not necessarily saying Pshat in the Magen Avraham over here. He's saying Pshat in the Taz, but it could be the Magen Avraham would disagree with this, and Sicha Ba'Alma's Mutter would be even a Dvar Rishus. And then he says an unbelievable thing. He says that Remafsikim B'Sheni V'Chamishi V'Hurachim. In other words, v'hurachum is really not the tchina that they're talking about. So really, v'hurachum itself is should be a hefsik.
Nusach Sfar says it though after.
Right. Nusach Sfar says it after, but Nusach Ashkenaz says it before. Yeah. So the Pri Megadim is saying, like Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, that v'hurachum is not technically tachanun. That's not Nefilas Apayim, so, and it's not the Tchina of Nefilas Apayim. So it's some other thing that we do. So what are we doing that for? I'm sure there are a lot of people that would be happy if they wouldn't have to, you know, have to do it.
The subscribe version is short.
Yeah, but, so he says that.
It must be short, because I said Yashin is one of the always finish
him. So he's bringing a raya that you can say Heshmei Rabbah and Amen from the fact that we say Hurachim, which is a Hurachim is huge. And so you see that you could say Hurachim, so that's, even though that's not technically the Tchinus, but that we put in. that wasn't the tchina. Said the rabbi put in.
I would have thought that Yehoshimei is more important. I haven't chosen Yehoshimei and Tachman. I would choose Yehoshimei.
Because the Gemara says the Karim Lo is our din shel Shivim Shana.
How can you doubt that?
But if you really can't be mafsik, then maybe Yehoshimei would be okay.
But the Vahurachim is so much Ke'en Tachanun.
Right, but yet he's saying, this is very, he's saying it, but it's not. It's Ke'en, yeah. But it's like a Hosafa. So it's an interesting Tushtel, that he's bringing a Raya that you can say Yehoshimei, but the fact that you can say Vahurachim, which is technically also not Tachanun. That's a fascinating Prima Gadim here. But he's saying that. So it's mashma that Dvar Rishus. It could be that the Prima Gadim would say that you shouldn't even say, please open the window, close the window. Because he's saying, an Omein is Mutter. Omein is one word. Yehoshimei Rab is one sentence. And yet it's only Mutter because it's Dvar Mitzvah. But to say, well, yes, somebody says someone else is coming into the row. Yes, you just move over a seat or something like that.
The whole thing cannot be more chomer than the efsekim during Kriya Shema be'emtz haperek or ben haprokim.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah, we'll see. Now the mikubalim. We're even more machmer. You know, we have the Magen Avraham, we have the Prima Gadim, but now let's look at the Minchas Aharon. Rav Yaakov Pardo. It's amazing how many Perushim there are in Shulchan Aruch, you know, that we don't even look at. See, the Mishnah Brura, he started, you know, but he made the Mamar Mordechai famous, he made the Yeshua Yaakov famous. In other words, he started using those. Rabbi Mandelbaum from the library here, Rabbi Mandelbaum was the librarian here, I was very close with him from 1948 to 1998. So we had a relationship. I wasn't there in 48, but I was there, and then even I was there from 78, so he was there 30 years before me. But he was a big bucky in Sfarim. He was one of the big bibliographers in the world, in Sfarim. And then, even after he stopped coming to the library, I used to go visit him in Brooklyn, where he was staying by his son-in-law and daughter. And he wrote the Sari Ha'elef. And I always like to mention him because, you know, he hasn't been here already for many years, and the whole crowd here at YU now never knew him, except for the people who have been here for decades, wouldn't have known of Parish Mandelbaum. So he was one of the big Bekiim in Svarim here. So let's take a look in the Minchas Aharon on page 4. So he discusses the Rivash, things that we discussed yesterday, the Magen Avraham, the Rivash. But then he says in the second arrow, 3 or 4 lines from the bottom, Ve'emes in the middle, Shadivrei Arav Magen Avraham, who says you can have Sicha Ba'alma, Bezehim Neged Divrei HaMekubalim Zal. He's against the Mekubalim. Shareheim Osru Lomar Afilu Vayomer David Al God. That the Mekubalim say you can't even say Vayomer David El God. Those words is a hefsek. Hamurgo b'peh kol ha'omro. Ve'im amru she'tekev lacha yudgim omidus yaskele lecha Hashem nafshi esa. Kein sfilei shafilu pasuk echad e'lomer. He says even one pasuk you can't say. The Mekubalim said you got to start with Rachum v'chanun. None of this Vayomer David, oh God. Kol Shekhin Lafzik B'dibur.
But it's interesting that he says right after the Yud Gimel Midas, why isn't the Yud Gimel Midas Lafzik?
So I guess, if he's, right, but the Yud Gimel Midas is, I guess, blends in, I guess. But, right? Kol Shekhin Lafzik B'dibur. But Tamar the Tfila Arichta Davya. Came vaday the ein lanu b'zeh ala divrei maran zal. So we only have divrei maran, meaning the mechaber, and the mechaber says ein ladaber. So therefore, you know, so not even so. The, in other words, he's arguing on the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham was too mekel. He says you can't even say vayomer David el God. And Rabbi Hess pointed out that what? That in Yakis, they don't say. They saw Racham Khanan. And in the Siddur, it doesn't even say Vayomer David el God?
Well, it says, there's an asterisk.
It says
in Frankfurt, they skipped this.
In Frankfurt, they skipped
it.
Which is so interesting, because, you know, the Broyes Kehila was anti-Mekubalim because of Shabtai Tzvi. And that's why they don't say Brik Shmei in Broyes. So it's interesting that this thing is
all the same equals.
Right. But here they're
Shmei was instituted by Shabtai Tzvi.
No, it was from the Zohar. So that Shabtai Tzvi, you know, the people who supported were saying, you know, Kabbalistic ideas to accept Shabtai Tzvi.
That's when it was instituted around that.
I don't know if that's when it was instituted, but that's, you know, anything from Kabbalah was a threat to the belief of Shabtai Tzvi, because that's what he was coming from, that angle of Kabbalistic ideas, and that was a, you know, very dangerous thing. And then, you know, those people, you know, Dr. Lyman is very bucky in the whole controversy, and you know, okay but that's what he says, that he says we should follow the Mechaber. It's Metzvila Richter. And then if you look in the Mishnas Chasidim, look here on page 6. Rabbeinu Raphael Emmanuel Chai Riki. This is put together by the... This Siddur was... Siddur was put out by the Yeshivas HaKadosh Shara Shamayim. Right, that's a Kabbalah yeshiva. So he says here on page 7 on the bottom, he says, Achrei Yud Gimel Midas Miyad B'li Hefzik Yassim Rosho Ben Birka V'ponav Tochos Al Gabi Karka V'yopo Alponav Zro Smoli V'toch Yodav V'lo Yomar Pasuk V'yomar David Al God El Rachum Chanon Chatanu. So again, this is also from a Kabbalistic source, not to say Vayomer David El God. So we found it, so it's brought down in two sources, in the Minchas Aaron and in the Mishnas Chasidim, all quoted in the Sefer Avodos Ephraim, not to say even Vayomer David El God. And that's part of this notion that even Sicha Ba'alma is not proper. Now, one of my favorite svarim is the Yeshuas Yaakov. He was a big gon, Rav Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein. And then he has things in the book from Tzvi Hirsch Orenstein. His grandson. So this is one of the svarim that the Mishnah Berurah popularized. Rabbi Mandelman told me he thinks that Mishnah Berurah used the Strashon Library in Vilna. That's where he got his farm from. Which was a Chasheva library in Vilna. Dr. Lyman told me, this is a idea from Dr. Lyman, that the Strashon Library was even open on Shabbos. Because basically it was like a Beis Medrash with a lot of... So people came in. It wasn't like a, you know, it was open. Yeah, but he... I'm not saying he was there on Shabbos, but he somehow he feels
people doing the research
made the trip to get the Sfarim did it there in Yeshuas Yaakov. Recently somebody came out with a book on everything today, where are the Sfarim from the Strashon library today, where are they?
Was it in Vilna, they had like a
port? Yeah, some of them in Israel, some of them got lost in the war. It's a whole interesting book of where the Sfarim of that. But it's safe.
He saw seriously a book,
Sufganiyal Hilchas. Yeah, we just got it in the library. we just got it in the library.
What's
this? Sufganiyot Bahalacha. Yeah, the library just got it in before Hanukkah. We had it.
It's mostly Bahalacha, I think.
Yeah, other things, yeah. But
one of the shailos about
brachas,
Tovel and brachas.
Yeah, different things like that. Yeah, brachas. It's good. So is this okay? So here, the next page, Shurus Yaakov on page 9. He says, "Ein ledaber." So our Rav Beis Yosef, hey, we had to cover Shas. The Ishtos of Ablozer, Rav Shimon, and Lohi Nichoso, Lipo Alpanov, Vechlo Nichoso, Elishahaisot, Mishad Loso, Bidvarim, Hashem, Hifsig, Bedfios, Yuskeslot, Fios Apayim. Mizel Chifid, Hefsig, Bedfios, Yuskeslot, Fios Apayim, Choshev Hefsig. The MS Kilo, so there's Hefsig, page 9. MS Kilo Yadati, the Efsek Betfila Asma, in Moshaki, they lick more kula. He says, even in Shmon Esrei itself, if you pause, so that's not a Hefsek unless you pause enough to have say the whole Shmon Esrei. So it can't be more Chomer, like you were saying, it can't be more Chomer than the Hefsek in Shmon Esrei itself. So you're seeing that the wife, you know, just started talking to him, so he'll pause. You know, not necessarily speak, but at least even to pause. So who says pause is a problem? Unless it's a very big pause. So maybe that's the answer in the Hanami. She made him, you know, she starts speaking to him, and you know, some people can speak and speak and speak, and then it's more than Gemara Skula. You know, Mazel Chifud Hefsek Betfilas Yud Kessel and Filas Amayim Choshev Hefsek. The MS Kivayadati there Hefsek Betfilas Atzma in Lo Shaka Dei Ligmur Kula Eino Chosei Rachel Mokum Sheposok. And came Rami Hefsek Betfilas and Filas Amayim Tla. Okay. Well, came Nira L'chor Gomer Zeh the Ein Hafsek Hu Rach L'chadchila. So he says, this idea of Ein to not to be Mafsek is only the L'chadchila. In Rav Rav Posek Ein Filas Amayim Mekubo Kolkach. It's not ma'akev the tefillas apayim. In other words, you could still do it. There was a din shmur esrei itself that could be likuva. That if you pour so much, then you have to be chozal rosh. Keinu lecharis dovers that ain't mahafsik rachel chatchila. If you move over pasuk in the tefillas apayim mekubal from the kumokim pasuk in the ma'akev shuvar isi. The Pesach Bemezid, that's how we poskim the Choser. If you stroke in the middle of Shmon Esrei, so many poskim say if it's Bemezid, you have to go back to the beginning. And can Kansha Hayy Eishes Reb Lozim Mishad Losu B'dvarim Havi Kisach.
That wasn't his Kavanah.
What?
It wasn't his Kavanah.
Wait, but what is he saying here? That his wife, Mishad Losu B'dvarim,
he spoke
the mezid. So what does it mean, havi kesach? It's like
kesach the mezid.
It's like he was sach.
Yeah. Well, it's like when a person is sach the
mezid. In Shmon Esrei.
Or in the rest of the field, I guess so. Yeah.
The chozer in Kain Khan shehaya eishes reb loza b'shad loza b'dvarim havi kesach.
I think it means
self. In other words, it means like this, that even if you're not talking, but someone's talking to you, that could be like talking. The Pesach says, because you can't count your age, you know, Mishad Loso B'dvarim, Havik is Soch. Obviously, it doesn't mean Soch from Hush. Of course, she was speaking, and she's not davening. So it means, probably means Havik is Soch. Because, in other words, if you're, that's an interesting Kiddush you're saying, that if you're involved, it's somebody speaking to you and you're listening. In other words, you're taking time off to listen to what someone else is saying to you. Maybe that's like you're speaking.
And he gets her also suck the mazes.
Right. Right, because he's listening be kavana.
Right, so he takes on all the properties.
He takes all the properties of her. So he says. Yeah, most of him are hefsek. Okay, Loshana Poskim, Morak, Moshe Kosim. So then it is. So then what's the heter? So the answer is that the whole din is only a din l'chatchila. In lahafsik
besicha. We say shemeka only even after mitzvahs.
Yeah, I mean it's lagabe hefsik.
Maybe it's one of those tchafim, you know, taken from the
tefillin. No, but he doesn't say the hefsik. So it's just
one of the. Yeah, because, right, because. So his question was, if he was just pausing, that shouldn't be a problem. Just pausing is not a problem even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So he wants to, so he says, some people said that if you talk, b'mezid, v'chozer, so here, she was mishad loso b'dvarim, and I assume it means that she was distracting him with words, and he was paying attention. So that's like Sach.
Yeah, because you're supposed to have like Kriya, Shtachamaya, and Kiva.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be, you might make too much effort within quiet.
Right, so.
This is its effectiveness.
Yeah.
Well, it really sounds like just to say to me, because Hefsik itself, he clearly said it wouldn't be an issue.
It's not sure. That's an issue, my friend.
Right.
Right. Well, that's the problem. But he's the only reason why he's saying it's an issue is because he's saying Imam spoke.
Right.
This kind of reminds me of the Gemara.
But what the Imam spoke with me? Right.
Isn't that the
Machlokes?
The Gemara.
Right. By Kedusha. Right. Yeah. By Kedusha.
The Gemara in Bracha says that the Chassidim needed an hour after davening to get back into the world.
Right.
So, like, over here, you're so into the davening, and then someone comes and starts distracting you and bringing you back into this world. By the time you get back to Tachna, you're just not in the zone anymore.
Right. Well, so let's look now in the Sefer Vayosef Avraham. It's going to the door of Zephraim, page 10. Rabbeinu Avram Dayan, Migdolei Chachmei Aram Tzova, Chalav.
Where was he?
Does it say here?
Check your local
here. Yeah. Avram Ben Yeshaya Dayan. So what was his question? She'ela, Shatz Yashiv Tfilos Otfilos Yitches. And there was the shots finished, the Shmon Esrei, there's still the Shmon Esrei. Imuto hafsik b'dibur b'in ha'tfil and chazar. So you're allowed to speak between tfil and chazar shasat. So much also lo la'ashar sadab and b'tfil and chazar. And yesh heter lo me'ezei d'var Torah b'kosha b'tfil and chazar. So to say he is waiting for the people, can he say some tehillim, say for somebody, your face, you know. וגם כל עוד ממותר לדבר מתפילה לחזרה בין התפילה לספיים, גם שעס עד אימת יוכל לדבר, שם נקריס גמר תפילה עושה, ועוד אם מותר ללך ממוקם למוקם אחר, גמר לא מלאכס, אפילו שאינו מדבר בכלום. So he says, so then he quotes the Beis Yosef, and the Magen Avraham, and all these other sources. That's the words of the Prima Godim. Tfilas Dvar, Shadavka Dibrasa, of a Hurachim, Shutfila Mutter. Can maybe write Shazul Hasik Pesicha with Dvar Machem, Shainim Shotfila. Mash Becholshu in Yetfila. So he wants to say anything that is in your tefillah could go in Hurachim, Mutter. The Lashon Hadaf is Sikha. Meaning, if you're davening, you can daven. This comes up a lot. We'll see that people sometimes have to leave shul early. So they want to... So they finished from yesterday, but they're going to do the feelings time with the tzibur, but they want to now say Ashrei Yuvalitzion, Aleinu, so at the time, after Tachanun, they could leave. So could they say those things? So Rabbi Badi's always told me not to do, so not to say. So if I have to leave early, I would say Tachanun. And then say everything.
There's no Kisaron in Tachanun if it's Be'akidus, is there? It's not like
Tefillah, right, but still it looks awkward that you do something, you know, that everyone could see. So he wants to say, the culture in Tefillah. In other words, he said the same thing with the Prima Gadim says, V'hurachim. We say V'hurachim. So that's a big hefsek. So, well, Elwat, that's an Inyan Tefillah. So, Kol Shehu Inyan Tefillah, Gom Hurachim Mutter. L'Oshu L'Dach Sicha. Minyas Daiti near the Ilhay Aram, Magad Avram Divrei, was Tov Dalin. Whoever it is, but if he would have seen that, he wouldn't have said what he said. Because he said Sichas, Mashma, that, you know, closed the window. That was the Magad Avram. He says, so according to this, we're going to see in a future packet that maybe he could say other things. And then on page 13, I'll call upon him and say, well, maybe we did the Choshu Eino Inyan Shatfila Field Divrei Torah Osir. It has to be tefillah. It can't be. You can't like mumble the Daf Yomi. You know. You want to read the Daf Yomi. You know. That's not.
Remember Rav Shachter when he spoke to the at the last Chagas Micha. First thing he said, Rav. Should not learn.
The
first thing he said.
Yeah. Okay, but so that's a big yisod that Yosef Avraham is saying. That all types of tefillah. According to that, we'll see in another pack. I think we talk about it. But Pashas is, he says that. But he also has here the Sefer Avraham Sefer points out on page 22. In Sin Lamed Hey, this was similar. He has apparently another tshuva about it. He says Sin Lamed Hey Mamshich Hamachaber. I only Zerex Simon Yud Beis, but he has another tshuva about it. So this is from the Sefer Avodas Ephraim. He quotes it from the Yosef Avram. Imhume b'siyim hachazor avrotza lasos nefilas apayim v'nes dabelim shav kol achim motzim sefer Torah b'chayv. Leishiv Shom Lashmo Kriya Sefer Torah. So could he? Is it? Or is there going to be laning someone else's? In Huomed B'Siyim HaChazara. She's about to do Tachanun, and then another kohal, I guess they have a shtibul there that has a lot of different binyanim, and someone and has in the field sapayim. There's damelos should be called acher motzim sefer Torah. B'chayim leishav shom l'shmo kriyas sefer Torah. So he says, "Shemotzi b'fishu enu yedevgam Omer Kedusha B'tzibur. Hang it. So he says, Sicha Ba'alma is... Sicha Ba'alma is Aser. The Tzvila's Mutter. And then he says another, and then the question about, and even Divrei Torah is Aser.
He said that in the first
chapter. Yeah, right. Now take a look. In the Gemara in Brachas on Chaf Tesim and Beis, page 15. Amar Tanchum, Amar Ravasi, Amar Vishu Ben Levi. Tavlo Hiskio Shalosh Kodesh Bavoda. Okay, you forgot to say Yalaviyavo. Chozer Lavot, so you go back to Ritzay. Nizgar Bavoda, if you're in Modim, so you go back to Ritzay. Chozer Lavoda. Pesim Shalom, Chozer Lavoda. Fim Siyem, if you finished, Stim Shalom, Chozel Rosh. And proper Rav of Acha Barada had the Omer Siyem Chozel Rosh, Lomar and El Shaka Raglov. Have a lower Akal Raglov Chozel Lavoda. So Amalim and Oloha, Amalim Mosh Relief, Abamar Mirav, Amram Nahman, had the Mark Akal Raglov Chozel Rosh. Once you Okay Raglov, then you finish. You got to go back. But he says, that's only El Shaeda Rogel Lomar Tachnunim Achert Filoso. Aval rogi lo mach tachnunim achar tfiloso, chodr la avoda. So if you say tachnunim after the tfilo, then what? Even after you oker aglov, but you're rogil to say tachnunim, then you don't have to go back. You can go back. So he says here, on page 19 in the Sefer Avodas Ephraim, he quotes a Hesber from Rav Moshe Yehuda Bloy, Yeshivas Mir, to explain the idea of not being mafsik, the idea of smichas tachanun l'tfila. So he quotes the Rambam. He says, Hey dvar tzarchin hamispal, ches dvar tzarcha hamispal lizar behen. And one of them is hishtach avaya. And then in Halacha Gimel he says, "Keitzad Achashem will be a rosh or machriachem hamishus Yosef la'aretz v'nofel apadav muschanim." It was after the Shulchan Esrei they used to do real hishtachavaya, you know, pishut yadayim raglayim. So you see from here that Hishtachavaya is one of the things that the Rambam says is you have to, is one of the things that Shmona Dvarim Tzarich Hamispal Lizar Behem. But of course, this is not Shmona Esrei anymore. Yet he puts this in to the eight things that you have to get ready for Shmona Esrei for. Amida, Nochach, Amikdash, Tikkun HaGuf, and Hishtachavaya. So you see from here that the Tachnunim that you do after Shemona Esrei is part of Shemona Esrei, in a certain sense. And that's pshat in the Gemara and Brachas, that you don't have to go back if you're rogel to say Tachnunim. So he says over here, you see from that Gemara and the Rambam that it's a chelik from Tvila. So it's not mamish tefillah because you're not standing with your feet together and you're bowing on the floor. You know, it's not mamish tefillah, but it's still considered like an extension. Ad kadei kach, that you wouldn't have to go back for Yalav Yavo. You can now, it's like you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even though you finished all the Shemoneh Esrei and you took your steps back, but you're still doing your, you know, Hishtachavaya, and you're still doing. So he says, one second.
Kiva isn't
Tachman Kiva. One second. So let me also have to.
And
then
that's Kiva.
He says, Omnam, three lines from the bottom of page 19. Omnam Fianal Nicha, the Fias Apaim Huchelik Meat Fila. Okay, also Hafsik, Moshe also Hafsik, Pen Sim Sholom Lokai Nitzorik. Then or maybe Filoso. Masha Gormel or Hafsik, who maybe Shin Fias Apaim, Lo Machma Vidiev, Hulo Nof. Falshuv achar hafsaka hum vishe as in the field of time get it feel or bakasha or mis ratil ben sayov inu miskabo frema kum vosh murase the hafsaka was said gmar tfilos of shuv nishan of the field of time kibashu vama in other words if you were mafsik then it's like you're saying Tehillim in the middle of the day but if you weren't mafsik then it blends into the right so you're doing it's an extension of the tefillah. So he says that's what the whole idea is about. It's not just a halacha of not being mafsik, but this is a continuation. And you see, and he brings two beautiful proofs. You see from the Rambam that he says the eight things that you have to prepare for tefillah is you have to make sure, you know, that your clothing is proper and this and that. And also you have to make sure that, you know, you're ready to do Hishtachavaya. So, and furthermore, by the fact that if you're doing these things after Shemoneh Esrei, then that's still considered in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Even though you finished HaMavarach HaSamo Yitzhov HaShol, and you took the steps back, but you're doing these things afterwards, so if you were mafsik, then you can still do these things, but that's like saying to heal them in the middle of the day.
So there's no sense of going like this.
Maybe.
That's the key.
So that's a fascinating hesber that he quotes here. In other words, we've been discussing all these halachas of what you... And then that would make a bolster the opinion of the Mekubalim. Not to say anything, because if you really want to say it's an extension, so you can't have any Dibur Ba'alma in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You can't say close the window in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the whole point is that you want to.
Yeah. You can't say Psukim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, can't you?
Oh. Right, so you can't say Psukim. You mean, so this Hesber, you say, won't work in well with the Vayosef Avram?
Yeah.
Right. That means this would be the pure Mekubalim. You can't say anything. You can't say Vayomer David El God. You should say anything.
Then why do you?
Wait, what do you want to say?
Is it really like some people said Tachman on Rosh Chodesh in Marcus?
No, they only say Tachman on Rosh Chodesh because they made a mistake when Rosh Chodesh was.
There's a Gemara talking. The Gemara brothers talking about you forgot Yal Diaba on Rosh Chodesh.
Oh. Right.
So then you would go back and say.
Yeah. So he's saying, yeah, so that would mean that they would have. Because we said yesterday, some people said Tachanun even on Hanukkah. Some people said Tachanun even on Purim. So this thing of when to say, when not to say, is very unclear. Because it's all based on Minhagim.
Yeah.
So you could have a minute, and we'll see, to say Tachanun on Shabbos. You know? Tachan on Shabbos. You know, it's funny how the Hagim to say or not to say are way beyond what we would ever imagine. You know, you think, of course, you don't say Tachan on Shabbos. And we'll see. There's those that said Tachan on Shabbos.
If we go according to the Chumrah approach about it, and we have a very high threshold of, or low threshold of Hefsek, what about saying Baruch Hu Ruch Shemo Baruch Hazor Sashatz after your Hefsek?
Yeah, so Baruch Hu Ruch Shemo, I gave a shiur there last year, and it's a tshuva of the Maram Shek. about Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, and...
Because in certain contexts, it definitely is a hefsek.
Okay, yeah, so I ain't in that shir, but the Maram Shuv is Maram Shek. Yeah, the Grah, the thing. Yeah. Okay, so but Walter was saying is very good, that this Hesber doesn't... In other words, if you want to say that you can say psukim, you can say davening, okay. So l'chora, that doesn't work in good with this Hesber. Because this Hesber l'chora works in good with the Mekubalim. And you don't say anything. Zero. Not even by Yom HaDovid, oh God, is also to say. Nothing. Okay, very good. So Be'ez Hashem, you should have a productive day tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem will continue on Thursday. Thursday I'm giving, 9:30 in the morning, I'm giving the Yoredeish year. And then we're going to have this year at 11 to 12. And then they're bringing kids in from Chicago and from L.A. To see him. Then they're bringing them here. And then they're going to come to the Chumash here at 12. Which, if you want, you know, so I made extra packets for them. So,
I have a big campaign for Rama Madras Malak.